Blackstone Audio presents Words Will Break Cement, The Passion of Pussy Riot, by Masha Gessen. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. Prologue. IK-14. Gera wanted to pee. Again. In the 11 hours we had spent in the car the day before, she had alternated every 5 minutes between asking if we were there yet and demanding to be allowed to pee. She did not sleep a wink, even though we arrived at 1 in the morning. Now, barely 8 hours later, we were back in my car, on our way to the penal colony, and Gera wanted to pee.
"Gera, you cannot pee every 5 minutes," said Petya to his 4-year-old daughter. "You cannot appraise a work of art from the point of view of effectiveness."
Now he was speaking into a lapel mic that belonged to the German television crew following us in another car. Before we left the hotel in Zubova Polyana, where we had spent the night, I had to pull the car away from the back porch so the Germans could film the lanky Petya running to the car with huge plaid Chinese-made rectangular bags we were taking to the colony for Nadia, Petya's wife, and Gera's mother.
"This is the 6th time I've been filmed loading bags into a car for Nadia,"
he laughed as he got into the passenger seat. He always seemed to enjoy the publicity connected with his wife's imprisonment. And only now, more than a year after I first met him, was I starting to appreciate how hard, tedious, and unceasing was the work he did on her behalf. While one of the Germans was miking Petya up, another tried to interview Gera, but she went suddenly tight-lipped and petulant. When the reporter walked away, I tried, in a sudden fit of competitiveness, to ask Gera some questions, too. We had, after all, become familiar to each other after spending a day in the car together.